Good morning.
Good morning.
Then we choose some passages, okay? This day, the 23rd, that is Tuesday of Holy Week. It's a day on which the Lord has granted me many graces. Suddenly, God's presence took hold of me, and at once I saw myself in Rome, in Holy Father's chapel. At the same time, I was in our chapel. One occasion. At the celebration of the Holy Father, and the entire church was closely connected with our chapel, and in a very special way, with our congregation. And I took part in a solemn celebration simultaneously here and in Rome. For the celebration was so closely connected with Rome that even as I write, I cannot distinguish the two, but I'm writing it down as I saw it. I saw the Lord Jesus in our chapel, exposed in a monstrance on the high altar. The chapel was adorned as for a feast, and on that day, anyone who wanted to come was allowed in. I think this is a special congregation. This, not people cannot enter the chapel. This, what kind of cloister? Yeah. The crowd was so enormous that the eye could not see it all in. Everyone was participating in the celebration with great joy, and many of them obtained what they desired. The same celebration was held in Rome, in a beautiful church, and the Holy Father, with all the clergy, was celebrating this feast. And then suddenly I saw St. Peter, who stood between the altar and the Holy Father. I could not hear what St. Peter said, but I saw that the Holy Father understood his words. Then some clergymen, whom I did not know, began to examine me and to humiliate me, or rather, what I had written. But I saw how Jesus himself was defending me and giving them to understand that they did not know. Then suddenly I saw how the two rays, as painted in the image, issued from the host and spread over the whole world. This lasted only a moment. Then it seemed as if though it had lasted all day, and our chapel was overcrowded all day long, and the whole day abounded in joy. Then suddenly I saw on our altar the living Lord Jesus, just as he is depicted in the image. Yet I felt that the sisters and the people did not see the Lord Jesus as I saw him. Jesus looked with great kindness and joy at the Holy Father, at certain priests, at the entire clergy, at the people, and at our congregation. Then in an instant, I was caught up to stand near Jesus, and I stood on the altar next to the Lord Jesus, and my spirit was filled with a happiness so great that I am unable to comprehend it or write about it. A profound peace as well as response filled my soul. Jesus bent toward me and said with great kindness, "What is it your desire, my daughter?" And I answered, "I desire worship and glory be given to your mercy." Jesus says, "I already am receiving worship by the institution and celebration of this feast. What else do you desire, Faustina?" I then look at an immense crowd toward worshiping the divine mercy, and I said to the Lord, "Jesus, bless all those who are gathered to give glory to you and to venerate your infinite mercy." Jesus made a sign of the cross with his hand, and his blessing was reflected in the souls like a flash of light. My spirit was engulfed in his love. I felt as I had dissolved and disappeared completely to God. When I came to myself, A profound peace was flooding my soul, and an extraordinary understanding of many things were communicated to my intellect, an understanding that had not been granted me previously. I'm immensely happy, although I'm the least of all, and I will not change anything of what God has given me. I would not want to change places, even with a seraph, as regards the interior knowledge of God, which He Himself has given me. The intimate knowledge I have of the Lord is such as no creature can comprehend, particularly the depth of His mercy, and that envelops me. I'm happy with everything you gave me. March 24, 1937, Wednesday of the Holy Week. My heart is languishing for God. I decide to become united with Him. A faint fear pierced my soul, and at the same time, a kind of flame of love sets my heart on fire. Love and suffering are united in my heart. Love and suffering always together, no separation. Many times you say, I love, and with all the warmth. No, love and the crowns, the thorns. I have felt great suffering in my body, and I feel the Lord is upholding me, or otherwise I would not be able to bear it. O my Jesus, I beg you on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and light of your Spirit, and give power to the words of priests that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. So pray for us. The devil won't give us space, always pushing us to the corner. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests, for you can do all things. I think this sister Teresa of Lisieux, always praying for priests, in particular for the missionaries. March 25th, 1937, Holy Thursday. During Holy Mass, I saw the Lord, who said to me, lean your head on my breast and rest, like John. The Lord pressed me to His heart and said, I shall give you a small portion of my passion, but do not be afraid, be brave. Do not ask relief, but accept everything with submission to my will. So, Jesus asking you also to lean your head towards His breast, but also give you some sharing of His passion. So we all share in one way or another. So we pray for one another, especially for priests. Will you? I think this very explicit desire of Jesus, I think Jesus through Faustina is inviting you to pray for all priests, not only for myself, but all priests. Okay, now we say the divine mercy.